Our series from WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute concludes this morning with a look at the relationship between the African-American community and law enforcement. We explore the issue through the eyes of youth reporter Taylor Walker. She's a senior at Northern High School in Durham and grew up around law enforcement. Her mom works for the Durham Police Department. Here's her story.
The black community is having a pretty hard time trusting law enforcement, especially the youth. Bottom line, a lot of us think cops are out to get me. But Steve Chalmers, the former chief of police for Durham, says
that's not true. We're not out to get them. We're out to do a job, and that is to enforce the law and make certain that the community is safe.
Chalmers believes African Americans in law enforcement often find themselves on both sides of the conflict. Captain Raheem Aleem works for the Durham Sheriff's Department. He says for the black cop, it's personal.
If it wasn't for that uniform, him or his children could be out there in the community. And how do you ensure that that officer who stops them is stopping them for because of something that they did wrong, not for the color of their skin? This is a profession, and we stepped in it because of we wanted to safeguard the community, even against those officers who are doing things wrong.
Chalmers says that's the way it was back in the day when the Haytite police were around. They were Durham's first black police officers. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they policed the neighborhoods they lived in. They had a better understanding of what the community needs were and how to deal with those issues.
As a child, I had an opportunity to actually experience being in a community where we had black police officers. And they were kind of like heroes in our communities.
Many youth today feel differently. When I talk to my friends, their experiences with law enforcement have mostly been negative.
When I was little, I didn't like police.
Again, Captain Raheem Aleem from the Durham Sheriff's Department.
I used to go and cut this man's grass and never knew what the man did for a living. You know, I thought he was my friend.
Turns out that man was an undercover cop. And one day, the man showed up at Aleem's house.
I said, what's going on? I see you on Saturday. He said, I need to see your brother. All of a sudden, these other cops come up. And I'm looking at him like, what's going on? And he arrested my brother. I didn't know he was selling drugs. He was selling marijuana.
At first, Aleem was frustrated and upset, but the cop continued to check up on Aleem.
And then that man started coming over my house, talking to me more. Really was interesting because I realized I could see it for myself that the drugs that my brother was selling was hurting the community, not helping it. And this man was trying to help the community, even though the community didn't appreciate that.
That cop inspired Captain Aleem to pursue a career in law enforcement. Today, as a black officer, Captain Aleem teaches his deputies to build relationships and trust with Durham citizens.
I tell them, go out in the community, but there are community centers, there's neighborhoods where kids are hanging out. Go out and play basketball with them. Go out in the playgrounds and talk to them.
Aleem believes officers need to get out of the patrol car and talk to people. He says this is especially true for his officers of color, who serve as leaders in fixing this relationship.
The best weapon that all officers have on the street is not a taser, it's not a weapon, not a handgun, nothing. It's that thing the south of your nose, north of your chin, the mouth.
Both Aleem and Chalmers say the more people talk to cops when they are not in crisis, the better chance they'll have of building a positive relationship.
There are cops out there that are not good, you know, and there are cops out there that will give their life to save someone. Until cops actually admit there are cops that are wrong, you know, and the community backs up and says, hey, you know what? There are cops that are good. So until we have that open dialogue, nothing's ever going to change.
It's a bad time in law enforcement right now. And these officers are out here trying to make a difference. And they're working hard to, again, to change that perception in the community.
Chalmers and Aleem say everybody has a role to play in healing this relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve. They also agree that being a black cop comes with its own set of frustration and challenges, but also a sense of honor and responsibility.
I'm an officer. I'm a black officer, and out there doing the best I can every single day. It is frustrating, but I got into this job so I could try to make a difference.
For WUNC Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Taylor Walker.